This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. I am joined today in the JPR studios by the band Vandeveer. Their new record is called The Wild Mercury. It is their fifth full-length. Information online at vandeveer.net. This time around, we've got a four-piece. It's Mark Charles Heidinger, Rose Guerin, Blake Cox, and Robbie Cosenza, all in the JPR studios. Welcome, guys. Thanks for coming by.
Eric.
Mark, you are kind of the original member, the founder of the band Vandeveer. If this is true, son of a preacher, who is the son of a gambler, who is the son of a judge and U.S. congressman?
You have found an old bio.
That is a songbook in one sentence. Is that all true?
It is all true.
How many songs have you managed to get out of that lineage?
Probably most of them. Got the name out of that lineage, too.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about that. Vandeveer, this is a family name, right?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Any other significance to why you chose to use it as the name of the band?
My great-grandfather, his middle name is Vandeveer. My great-great-grandmother was a Vandeveer. But he was a congressman, so in our house growing up, we had all this, all of these artifacts and these sort of leftover, you know, bric-a-brac from his political campaigns, which growing up, you didn't have much of a reference point. But the older I got, the more interesting that stuff became. And campaign paraphernalia in the 30s and 40s is very, very different from campaign paraphernalia today. So we have like a pencil that's 2 feet long that has his whole name on it in like calligraphy. And we just have all these little interesting, just family artifacts that had the name on them. I have his pocket watch that, you know, it's been just passed down the line and whatnot. So it just seemed like a good way to keep the name alive would be to attach it to a musical project, because, you know, songs tend to outlive, you know, their makers.
Most of the time that is true. You were born in Ohio, raised in Kentucky?
Correct.
And home now is where?
As of last summer, I moved back to Kentucky from D.C. I have little rugrats, and rugrats need grandparents.
And so. Grass?
And yes, yes, and a lower cost of living.
I hear you. Vandeveer is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called The Wild Mercury. Information at vandeveer.net. Want to talk about not only this record, but your previous record, which was fascinating, an interesting collection of tunes that don't get recorded all that often, certainly by pop AAA Americana performers. Usually it's the bluesy guys or the really folky guys that choose these songs, which we'll touch on. First, though, let's hear a tune. What do you guys want to start with today?
We'll play something off the new record. This is A Little Time Off Ahead.
Need a little time off ahead. Climbing out of these trenches. Hot bath and a home-cooked meal. A little sunlight would do me right. I've been striking it. Been striking these matches till my hands catch fire and the sulfur burns my eyes. Well, I've been on the road a long, long time. Long enough to miss the cut. Long enough to dull the rush. Enough to make a moriarty blush. Enough to make friends and lose touch. Enough is enough. Maybe I'll finally call. Yeah, well, enough is enough. Maybe I'll finally call my love. Gotta get back. Gotta need a little back beating. I've been strumming so guitar till my fingers bleed and my skin and nails stripped away. Skip town, made their getaway, they hitched a ride with my wounded pride. They were all looking for a similar way to unwind. All a little respite from my worn out mind. Yeah, a little distance from my worn down side. I can't blame them. Right. I won't blame them, they were right. No, I can't blame them, they were right to be done. Done with so much wrong. Ooh. blurry mile after blurry mile. I got a little angel just standing in the doorway. Been away so long I can't tell if my boy thinks I am just a friend of a friend of mine. Maybe I just stop by to mow.
That is A Little Time Off Ahead. It's Vandeveer live today on Jefferson Public Radio. It's music from the new record called The Wild Mercury. Information at vandeveer.net. So how did you guys first connect with one another? Mark, you obviously you founded the band, but early on, Rose started singing with you. It was a duo, or did it expand early on beyond a duo?
Well, it's sort of been a shape-shifting affair from the get-go, but Rosie and I met in D.C. about 10 years ago, a little over 10 years ago, and we started singing together. We had this collective in town that we'd get together and organize these events once a month.
This was the Federal Reserve thing?
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to ask what that was.
Yeah. It was just sort of a haphazard assemblage of like-minded musicians who thought that strength in numbers was a pretty good springboard idea. But in any case, it was really a creative moment. It was very, in retrospect, we look back, it's a very special moment for us because a lot of bands came out of that brief coming together. We started singing together 10 years ago, and what was a very early version of Vandeveer had been recorded. So the first record was essentially a solo record with guest musicians, including Robbie, our drummer. But it grew from that quite quickly. So one of our band members who's a part of the collective, he's actually not here today. He's going to be joining up with us in a few days on tour. But sort of a revolving door of players, and we ended up sort of just gluing the DC music scene and sort of my Kentucky roots and that music scene together. And we've got this nice sort of family of players. But we've been singing together for 10 years, and Robbie and I've been playing music together for 15 years. So it's very much a family affair. Yeah.
Tell me about the DC music scene. I don't hear a ton of bands or musicians that come out of DC.
I think maybe some of that is because people don't tend to stick around, but it does have a vibrant music scene, and it has its sort of elder statesmen, the old guard from the 80s, the Discord, you know, Minor Threat, Fugazi.
Thievery Corporation's from D.C. too, I think, right?
And yep. then you've got Thievery Corporation, and those are sort of the big names. Henry Rollins is another name that would come out.
Heard of him, yeah.
Bad Brains. But the scene that we came out of was very much sort of folk-oriented, but like most people, everyone that was sort of an integral part of that collective and that scene in the mid-2000s. I don't know what you call that decade.
The aughts.
Okay, the mid-aughts.
The oddies.
We've all moved on to different locales. Rosie went back to Massachusetts where she's from, and we sort of splintered. And so now, for all intents and purposes, Kentucky would be home for Vandeveer at this point, with DC roots.
I'm glad you mentioned folk roots, because I want to touch on your previous record, which came out a couple of years back, Oh Willie Please.
Right.
this was a collection of murder ballads.
Folk songs, mostly folk murder ballads.
Mostly murder ballads. Victimization of women is a big topic in murder ballads, obviously.
It's a big topic just and in it's civilization.
Now it's in the media again.
Always, unfortunately.
Kind of always. When you were out on tour performing the songs of that tone, was it ever awkward? Did you have weird reactions from people in the crowd that...
Are you suggesting that playing a whole set of murder ballads would darken the mood in a otherwise festive social setting?
Well, what's odd about many of them is that they're actually quite hummable. And they're not all dark, dreary songs. Only lyrically are they horrible.
We commented on that. The most affecting thing about those, I think, is the marriage of these sort of childlike lullaby melodies with this really dark, macabre material. And the recording process for that record was pleasant and congenial. We had a great time. And at the end of the night, we thought, that was just, we just spent 10 hours with Murder of the Lawson Family. Right. It was like the darkest song we've ever sung. But the creative process was actually really healthy and positive. Way healthier than making an original Vanity record. And that's just fisticuffs. And, you know.
I mean, for folks that aren't familiar with those songs or the recordings of those songs that have taken place over the last really 90 years at this point. Early 1920s is when those songs started to be recorded. I give them the analogy of Luca from Suzanne Vega. Upbeat, it's incredibly hummable, and it's a pretty down
but
bummer
not,
of a song.
Not your typical subject matter.
Right.
And
right.
Those songs have been around. I mean, they have been mostly recorded in the last 100 years, but they've been around 300 years or more.
Right, back to
a
the
lot
1650s.
Of them came
over,
sure. Yeah, sure, come over from the British Isles. And then they sort of, you know, changed and sort of became versions of themselves. And that's sort of the folk tradition.
There's that great book of child ballads. Aeneas Mitchell, Jefferson Hamer did a whole bunch of those. And they have the same feel. They're catchy and they're hummable until you really start to pay attention. Yep. And then they're a little depressing. Yep. Top tip for ladies, by the way, don't get married to a guy named Willie or Henry.
And also,
bad things are going to happen.
Also,
don't go by the river.
If you find yourself in a folk song, don't go to the river.
Vandeveer, my guest, live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Wild Mercury. Vandeveer.net is their website. All right, will you play something else?
Sure.
What's next?
We'll do the title track. This is the Wild Mercury.
Spinning leaves, little fat for you to choose. A little bit of we, yes, in each of you. Be a hell of a style, straight from the heart. Spinning tails like tires on a getaway car. I ride the brakes, you pump the gas. God only knows, but we all can't ask. So we ask, we live. Snake or a little bomb for the heart. It's a charming offensive on a well-worn hour. A patina, imperfected, an ambient art. From Atlantis to Babylon to the city of light. Been drowned out, been dammed up, been blitzed by night. We beg for answers, we pray for proof. We fight for fame and we bleed for the truth. We all fight, and we bleed, and we beg and pray. We bleed, we beg, and we pray. Thank you. 20th century still got a grip on me. I can't keep up with the wild mercury. Thousand theories from a quickening pace. We all got stories scrawled, the lines in our faces. And the opuses we sing, and the hopefulness to bring. Ringing out from the highest mound, and the soldier has the kings. Calling the shots, connecting the dots. The canvases may change, but blood is a constant. Who fired first? Brought on the curse. Was it just a bang? Was it obvious? God only knows where it goes from me. Where do we go from me? Will it come to you if we come? Come to if we come to when we come to where do we go from
here? That is Van Devere live on Jefferson Public Radio, the title track from the new record called The Wild Mercury. Mark Charles Heidinger, Rose Guerin, Blake Cox, Robbie Cosenza, all in the studios today. If I understand correctly, this collection of old songs that you discovered kind of came about as a result of something called the 78 Project. What was that? Tell me what that was. Obviously, it's a reference to those old records.
Yeah, the field recording phenomenon. Some friends of ours, so that project is actually ongoing. They have these Presto acetate making, you know, wizard machines that you sing into the can.
Wait, they cut them on the spot?
They cut them on the spot.
Cool.
As you're performing, you're cutting your 78.
Awesome.
And what they've done, Alex and Lavinia, very much in like the Lomax style, they go around the country capturing these songs in different settings. And they invited us to participate pretty early on in the process. And we set up camp in this funky old hotel called Carlton Arms in Manhattan, which if you're ever in Manhattan, you got to stop in. There's a Banksy painting. Every floor is decorated by different, you know, artists and painters and whatnot. So we set up. We didn't really know what we were getting into, but the process of picking the song, we ended up doing Banks of the Ohio, and we realized, you know, whittling it down to just one was kind of difficult. And I think that sort of just gave birth to the idea that, hey, you know, we should do a whole collection of these. And Rosie comes from a very sort of storied folk family that sort of was steeped in that tradition. So she came with a whole different set of experiences than, say, I did or Tom or anyone else in the mix. And, you know, not too long after that, we decided to decamp to an old house in the middle of Kentucky and sort of brought the mobile rig out, and we just went to work, and a week later we had a record.
How many of those discs got scrapped in the process?
None. I think we were sort of awestruck by watching the process, and it's a little hypnotizing because while you're playing, I mean, you all sort of huddle around a mic, and the machine is running, and it's quite quiet for a 100-year-old machine, but they're also very finicky. So as it's cutting the acetate, someone has to be constantly brushing the...
Like the filings?
Like the lacquer, the vinyl or whatever it is that... You have to sweep that away or else it can screw up the record. And it's still pretty crackly. And that stuff's highly flammable, too. So then you take it out and you set it on fire. And
so what happens to that original, then?
It became a pledgeable item in the Kickstarter campaign for the 78 Project. Yeah. So I think they took I think they've done two volumes now, but I want to say they had two dozen, you know, records, 78.
That's cool.
And on one side is an original, and on the other side is a public domain folk song. Oh. So I should back up. The idea was that you would perform a public domain folk song. It couldn't be, you know, a contemporary composition or something. So, but the B-side was then an original track. And then those people would bid on those to help raise funds for the documentary, and then they put the whole thing out as a compilation on vinyl and whatnot, and they're still ongoing.
That's cool.
And I think they just did a session with Joe Henry not too long ago, and we got in at the right time because immediately after us, it was Richard Thompson, Roseanne Cash, and Loudon Wainwright.
It's not bad company.
No, but before that, it was the Vandeveers of the world.
I know that turntables are making a comeback again, but I don't know how many of the new ones will actually play at that speed.
I think you can find them.
Can
that,
you?
That you can ratchet up to 78, yeah. I think.
Well, you go from that old catalog of Public Domain to mm-hmm. autobiographical songs mm-hmm. for this new record, which you just mentioned a few minutes ago is much harder, much more stressful.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about the songs that comprise this new record, The Wild Mercury.
Well, they're more domestic and they're more autobiographical. So just by definition, they were going to be harder to hammer out and complete because I felt more ownership over them, I guess. But we also made this record in a far more collaborative manner than past records where I think it was more compartmentalized in the past where the Murder Ballad record being the exception, I'm talking about the original stuff, where we would work on the songs, with the producer and just assess what each song needed one piece at a time. And with Wild Mercury, it was very much a group of people in the studio hammering out arrangements together, which is ironic because the subject matter was the most sort of personal batch, right, that you could go. But it was more, I felt like it dictated that we work on it as a team, sort of. Mm. You need everyone, putting their best foot forward to get across the finish line.
And we heard the tune, the title track already, but mm-hmm. tell me about the significance of the name. Why did you decide to call it The Wild Mercury?
Well, for a number of reasons. I mean, I love that phrase, but I think getting older and parenthood sort of smacks you in the face and you realize just how quick things happen. And just the quickening of the pace in general of every aspect of life is just something you become acutely more aware of, I think, as you get older and also as once you have children. And just the idea of temperatures rising, time accelerating. And then just the sort of obvious, anytime you can work a Bob Dylan reference into something, what the hell, why not?
Vandeveer is my guest today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called The Wild Mercury. Information is online at vandeveer.net. I would love for you guys to play one more. Before you do, I have to tell you that as a kid of the 70s and 80s, it made me extremely happy to see that you named your tour vehicle Van Halen. That's just
we did
absolutely perfect. Thank you on behalf of all of us closet Van Halen fans.
Oh, man.
Van Halen.
You don't have to be ashamed of that. Wear that badge with pride.
You've even got the little silkscreen customized front license plate for that.
Do we ever? Oh, it's the.
Did you get that done on a boardwalk somewhere?
No, we got that done in a flea market called Fleeland.
It's fabulous.
It's the largest indoor flea market in all of Kentucky, and we found the booth. Rosie and I wandered into this flea market totally unprepared for what was about to happen. I mean, you can get a personalized license plate or a flashlight that will turn into a taser and put someone in the hospital. All that's available just 10 feet from each other. And funnel cakes and
I'm glad you chose the license
flags
plate.
And skull masks and incredible stuff. Bed sheets that have all of the characters from The Walking Dead on them. This is
okay,
insane.
Well, not to belabor the point, but was the van named prior to the
yes.
license plate, or did you discover this license plate with the
name?
No.
We had named the van,
nice.
And then we wanted a personalized plate, and Rose said she would only get on board if we went with the unicorn or the eagle, because I was going to just do this sort of monochrome black and white thing. She said, no way, man. You should.
All right. Vandeveer, my guest, live today on Jefferson Public Radio. It's a foursome today. Mark Charles Heidinger, Rose Guerin, Blake Cox, Robbie Cosenza. What do you guys want to wrap up with?
We'll make it a surprise.
All right.
Come out, let's take a walk, just a little ways away. say you'll be mine, and then our home will happily be down beside where the waters flow, down on the banks of the Ohio. I drew my knife across the throne to my chest. She gently pressed, "Oh, Willie, please don't you murder me, for I'm prepared to die, you see." I took her bare lily white hand, and I let her down where the waters stand. There I plunged her in to drown, and I watched her as she floated down. Only say where the waters flow, down on the banks of the Ohio. That day as I was running home, thinking, "Lord, what a deed I done. I murdered that girl. She would not marry me." Next day as I was returning home, I met the sheriff standing in my door. He said, "Young man, come with me and go down to the banks of the Ohio. Only say that you'll be mine, and then our home will happily be down beside where the waters flow, down on the banks of the Ohio, down on the banks."
Ah, you pulled out one of the murder ballads.
We did.
That is Vandeveer live today on Jefferson Public Radio. All four of them in our studios. Mark Charles Heidinger on vocals and guitar. Rose Guerin on vocals. Blake Cox on bass, who may unfortunately be referred to as Dewey for the rest of this tour. And Robbie Cosenza on percussion. Guys, thanks again for coming in.
Eric, thank you, man. Much appreciated.
Thank you.